We've met two or three people. Certainly, we've met two people. We met two people on Friday, who were very, very different characters. One was Sean O'Driscoll, who obviously has gone to Bristol City. We had the discussion. He was happy with things, and he wanted 24 hours to think about it on when we spoke to him on Saturday. Again on Saturday, and the Bristol thing came about. They approached him Saturday evening. He went down there, and he felt it was better for him. He's had success down at Bournemouth. He's Midlands based, so people will say it's the training ground, it's this, it's that. It's not that. It's what the individual feels fits for them, and that's what we're trying to find out. You know, Carl has put a couple of calls into chairman, who seem to be can't wait to put those calls out into the public domain and all over the press and all over the TV and everything, which is frustrating to us, because we've got a list of people we want to speak to. We're working through that list, and at the same time we've got to concentrate on making sure that Tomo and the group of players that we've got are right for the big games that we've got coming up.
Just to clarify, was Sean O'Driscoll offered the manager's job here and decided against it?
Yeah, he was. He was someone that Carl, myself and Jimmy Arnfield thought was an excellent candidate. He interviewed extremely well. We were open and honest about the way things are here, and it's a unique club in many, many ways. A lot of it makes good business sense when you look at it from that sort of perspective. It's well documented, some of the things that we do here that aren't necessarily the norm, but it's been successful for us. People seem to forget that, 12 years ago we were in League Two and floundering at the bottom of League Two. And I'm not saying that the chairman does everything right, far from it. I'd hold my hands up. I wish sometimes he'd do things a lot differently, and he and I fall out on various things, as he does with everybody, but it's his business. He runs it his way, and that way has proved so far to be successful. Perhaps it hasn't been moved forward at the rate that everyone wants it to be, but you've followed Blackburn, and when they won the Premier League, it was then we want to win the European Cup. And sometimes you've just got to take a step back and let your head rule your actions rather than your heart.
There have been a couple of names in the last 24 hours, Matt, that have been on all sorts of media outlets, the likes of Peter Houston, the likes of Carl Robinson today, and those clubs are coming out. And you said it makes it difficult for you. When you approach a manager, there's no guarantee you're going to offer him the job, though, is there?
Exactly. Carl had a conversation with the Dundee United chairman on Sunday afternoon. He's someone he's spoken to on a number of occasions over the years on various players, and they had a conversation about manager, who was put to us by an agent, I hasten to add. An agent approached us, said that, Peter Houston would be an ideal candidate for us, and he's not someone that we were too aware of. Carl rang their chairman, so if you want to speak to him, you can. Next news, it's all over the TV, all over the media. He's the bookies' favourite, and people thinking he's coming to Blackpool. Well, we've not even spoken to him. We've spoken to the chairman to get a gauge for salary levels, the type of character. We've spoken to our contacts in Scotland, which we don't have many of, and we use Jim and his contacts. And so far, as we stand here, Andy, on Tuesday evening, we haven't spoken to Mr. Houston. Like I say, there are another number of other candidates that we've spoken to, some that weren't interested because of the location. Some people, they wanted a conversation, but we've discarded. So, it's an ongoing process. We've got a fantastic group of staff in Tomo, Murphs, Wrighty. They know the club inside out, and they're focusing on tonight, leaving it. And I know it's difficult for Tomo and the lads, the uncertainty, but there should be no better incentive tonight than to get through to the fourth round of the Cup.
There's another league game to come this weekend. Do you think you might be a lot closer by the weekend to doing something or not?
I don't honestly know. I don't want to put any timescales on it. Who knows? It might be one of those that drifts. It might be something that, we put somebody in charge to the end of the season, review it at the end of the season. We're open-minded, we're looking for a candidate to take the club forward and to carry on the great work that's been done over the last 12 years. And it has been a lot of great work, and it's been done in a way that's been successful to Blackpool. And I'm not saying that it would work at every club, and it might not work with every manager. Every manager has their own stamp on things, and we might have to tweak things, the chairman might have to tweak things.